Now for some entertainment that's much more family-friendly, the latest CD from Beyoncé. She is, of course, the singer who gave us hits like Single Ladies and Irreplaceable, and she helped introduce the very useful phrase bootylicious into the English language. Her fourth release, called simply Four, is the number one selling album this week. We called up NPR music critic Ann Powers to get her take on it. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start with a little from the album. We're going to hear Run the World.
Absolutely. Get up and move it.
So Ann Powers, is Beyoncé really running the world right now?
I think Beyoncé is running the world and a lot of us aren't aware of it. Here's the fascinating thing about Beyoncé. She's a massive star, and yet in a strange way, she's overlooked in plain sight. Beyoncé may not sell as many units as Lady Gaga is right now, or generate as much controversy as someone like Britney Spears. And one of the great things about Beyoncé is that she is kind of almost like a looking glass, through the looking glass mirror for fans of either hip-hop or more mainstream pop. She's associated very deeply with hip-hop. She's married to one of the most important rappers of all time, Jay-Z, and her music is infused with that influence. So she's really an entry point into all different styles of music.
Okay, so let's talk about that, mixing styles. That kind of, in a way, you might say, is her style.
True. And if critics fault Beyoncé, they often do it because she seems to not have a center, or she's hard to read, a mystery to us. But I think the reason for that is that what matters to Beyoncé is actually the music, not the statement she's making or whether or not she's in the tabloids, certainly, but being a great long-lived artist in the style of Barbara Streisand or Diana Ross. Those are her role models.
Why don't you pick one tune that you would say reflects another musical diva, and let's hear a bit of it.
Well, that's easy because she starts off the album with a very straightforward nod, I think, to Aretha Franklin. It's a song called One Plus One.
I don't know much about algebra, but I know one plus one equals two.
And boy, she really goes for those Aretha gospel-style high notes in this song, not to mention the kind of depth of emotion that Aretha is, of course, known for.
Baby, we ain't got nothing without love.
Boy, I'll say.
It's intense, you know, and we don't expect that from Beyoncé because she does project this incredibly perfect persona, but I think she knows that to be a great soul artist, you have to show some soul and some emotion. She's done it before, but here she's really striving to do that a lot.
So, in a sense, capturing some of the styles that people already love, is that a shortcut to reviewers' hearts?
Well, it's funny because this record has been getting kind of mixed reviews, and I feel like part of it is we, as music critics, have become so used to reading pop stars as brands. So we look at Lady Gaga, and we know what she means. She means freak, you know. We look at Katy Perry, and she means screwball. Well, what does Beyoncé mean? Beyoncé means artist, going for different styles, trying new things. Truthfully, though, she's invented one pop style that I think is impossible to imitate, that's completely associated with her. It's like Broadway meets the jump rope game on the street in Brooklyn, you know? And this is in the song Countdown.
If you leave me, you're out of your mind.
Okay, NPR music critic Ann Powers talking about Beyoncé's newest album, Four. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Renee.
Show 'em how you ride it. Me in my booth, lip locking. All up in the back, 'cause the chicks.